Our next guest joins us from, I'm guessing, sunny Florida. I'm assuming it's sunny. GM of the Eskimos. They are holding a three-day mini camp out there. Ed Hervey joins us. Ed, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jason?
Good. What's the weather like in Florida? Pretty muggy?
No, it's actually, I don't know, probably warm, 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Some humidity, but you know, when you're in Edmonton most of the year, we tend not to complain when we get an opportunity to wear shorts. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I would think it's good. This is the second year you've had this mini camp in Florida. And this year may be a little bit different because you got a new coaching staff with the new offense. You've got all your quarterbacks there. I know Chris Jones said the first day he thought guys were a little lethargic, took some time to get going. From your vantage point, what have you seen from camp so far that you've liked?
Well, I like the fact that all the guys have come in ready to compete. The guys have come in really good shape. They've had ample time to be prepared for this mini camp, and it gives us an opportunity to compare everyone and make our decisions based on, you know, watching the film and having an opportunity just to see them all compete against one another. The other thing that I enjoy watching is watching the coaching staff work with these guys and the teaching the game. You know, there is just a cohesiveness with this group that I think we're going to enjoy some success with. And I think the last thing is just how aggressive our group is out there as far as the players are concerned. You know, we're much larger players out here. There's more speed out here, and there's guys out here that are clearly eager to get into training camp to show what they can do. So there's a bit of hunger out here that you haven't seen in a mini camp in a while.
Now, you obviously wanted to bring that in, Ed. Let's talk for the receiving core, first of all. You know, I look at Stamps and Bowman, and, you know, those are obviously your top two receivers right now. And by receiver's age, you probably start looking a little bit in the future, you know, long in the tooth. It seems receivers, when they kind of hit a wall, they hit it rather quickly. Do you have some guys in this camp that you feel are legit possibilities to make the Eskimos as receivers?
Yeah, there are a few prospects that that have consistently made plays throughout the camp. Some guys that can run. We have guys that that run really good routes. Guys that have adapted really well to the inside slot position. And when we talk about the offense in the receiving corps in particular, I mean we have to be able to produce points. We have to be have more playmakers in the receiving core. And we've dealt with health issues over the last couple of years with both of the gentlemen that you've mentioned, and I'm just watching Stamps last year just barely getting through practices at times and just playing in games. I tip my hat off to his ability to do that, but you realize, you're playing with fire. Should he not be able to, play for two or three games, and there was a drop off at our import positions. So this year was the main focus was to try to find those guys that can come in, not only compete, but show that they can compete against those two guys and be guys that will challenge those guys and force them to bring their game, take their game to the next level. And should they get banged up or miss any time, that we don't miss a beat. And that's what we're looking for with this camp.
GM Ed Hervey, the Eskimos, joins us from Florida. Ed, any specific names that have stood out? Which guys, so Eskimo fans, when training camp opens in a month and a week here in Edmonton, they'll know which guys to look for as far as receivers?
Right now, we'll make those announcements in the near future. We still have a couple more. We have a meeting tonight, and we have one more practice tomorrow. And then we'll officially have the decision made. And I guess what the next the few announcements that we make in the future will be the indication of those players who had the type of success that we had hoped they would have coming into the camp. And when we get to that point, we'll make the announcements at that time.
Ed, you know, the receivers have an opportunity to showcase themselves at this camp. What about now? I know you have a few offensive linemen there and Batiste and Capers, but are you running in this camp like set offense, or do you run only with maybe two or three offensive linemen?
No, I mean, what you see in majority is there's a lot of one-on-one drills between the offensive linemen. There's different things that they're teaching as far as what they're going to be doing once they get to Edmonton. But a lot of it is just getting the offensive linemen to understand the terminology that's going to be, you know, that they're going to be coaching. And also it gives us a chance to see them move. Gives a chance to see them to block and compete against one another, against the defensive line. So, I mean, we've had a chance over the last couple of days to see those things and know that, our guys are what we had hoped. B, they're in good physical condition. And three, they've over the last couple of days, they've had an opportunity and shown that they have an understanding of the CFL game and been able to adapt to it, not only mentally, but the yard off the ball and the things that it takes to have success in the CFL. So we're quite excited about this group of offensive linemen that are coming into camp.
The quarterback situation, Mike Riley, of course, was the starter last year. Matt Nichols is coming off an injury. Jonathan Crompton got a few snaps last year. You've added Pat White, former West Virginia star, had a little NFL time. And, of course, Ja'Cory Harris, who was your number four quarterback last year, and unfortunately, at least in my own opinion, Ed, didn't get a ton of opportunity to showcase himself. Let's talk about that position, arguably the most important one on the team. How are the guys collectively picking up the new offense?
Again, when you're dealing with quarterbacks, they'll always start a little slow because they're grasping new concepts, new terminology, a brand new offense, and on top of that, receivers that they haven't worked with before. But I think, you know, as far as understanding the playbook, we have some very bright quarterbacks that are sharp in understanding the game and understanding concepts. So I don't think there's a problem there as far as throwing the ball. We know what they're capable of doing there. And they've all looked, they've all had opportunities during this mini camp to showcase, and they look really good as a group. They look strong. Individually, they've all have their strengths. And as they continue to work and we get closer to training camp and head into training camp, I expect the quarterback competition to continue to elevate not only what we do offensively, but they'll elevate each other as they compete for positions on this football team.
Ed, you've told me in the past the number one component to be a good quarterback is being able to pass the ball. Is Pat White showing you guys, is he a good enough passer to be successful in CFL?
Well, I think for Pat, he's had his struggles a little bit at times. It's more so you can see he's getting used to the ball, and the CFL game is different to him. But all young quarterbacks, when they come in and they play and they're throwing the ball and they're getting used to all the motion, it's different. It's a little different. But he's definitely has shown flashes and has shown that he has an ability to learn quickly, and he's throwing some really good balls in practice. But the reads are slightly different. The game is a little different, and I didn't expect, and I don't think we as a staff expected him to come in and be lights out. But he did. He has shown enough for us to not only justify the signing, but also he's shown enough to come in and compete. And we believe that as he gets more experience, gains more reps, and gets more opportunity to throw the ball, his upside will show, and his rust will leave, and he'll have an opportunity to impress, but also have the opportunity to compete and show what he has. But you know, there's a tough challenge in front of him. All, you know, the guys in front of him have all been here. They've all had an opportunity to learn the CFL game, so they do have a head start. So it's going to be interesting to see how he's able to adapt to the game as he's competing for a job on this football team.
General Manager of the Eskimos, Ed Hervey, joins us from Florida. Mini camp for the Eskimos wraps up tomorrow. Ed, in your secondary, of course, Patrick Watkins, a huge free agent signing in the offseason. You've got him. You've got, I think, Aaron Grimes is a guy a lot of people feel will be back. You've got Marcel Young. There's a few openings in your secondary. How have the defensive backs looked so far at this mini camp?
The secondary here, I mean, there's a lot of guys here with a lot of ability. And we have some very aggressive corners. You know, we have guys out here. I don't think there's, if anything, there's maybe only two or three guys out here that are under 6 feet tall. But everyone else out here, I think we have one corner out here that's 6'5". We have another one that's about 6'3.5", 6'4". So the competition in secondary has been really good. Everyone is learning the game. They seem to be more comfortable with playing against the motion than you anticipate. And I think as the CFL has been on TV and people understand the Arena League, I think it gives the American players a better understanding of what we're talking about. I know it has over the last few years, more so than when I came out, you didn't really see it that much. But the import players down here now, they understand it. The receivers understand the waggle a bit more. So you're almost coming in with an advantage knowing that if you talk to them about the running start and talk to them about motion coming at the secondary, these defensive backs are either used to it or they've seen it enough to know how to make the adjustments relatively quickly because they're really good athletes and they get out there, and it's not that hard for them to adjust.
Ed, the camp is a combination of guys who are already signed and then a few kind of free agents. How many players do you expect to sign and bring to camp from this camp?
I would say it's probably just over a half dozen.
Okay.
Probably over a half dozen that come out of this. Maybe more. There are definitely going to be some movement on our roster here in the next 10 days. I can tell you that there's some guys here who aren't under contract, who we are definitely going to offer contracts to. And, I mean, we're actually in the process now of talking with those guys and sitting down with them. Paul Jones is speaking with a couple of them here in the next little bit. We just had one leave my room about a half hour ago. So we're working really efficiently at making certain that the guys we are interested in are spoken to, and we have an opportunity to just get a feel for them, get all their information, and start making our offers. And we're looking forward to, you know, to getting this done because this mini camp has been a success in our opinion. Even though we have another day to go, everything that we came here for the most part, we've got everything out of. And with the exception of tomorrow, everything else has been really, really great.
What's the plan for tomorrow? Anything new you'll unveil or just fine-tune tomorrow for the final day?
No, tomorrow's the last day for early morning practice. Then we get a chance to really get out of here. But it's just that last look, opportunity to talk to the players about, once they're finished with practice, passports, the expectation, getting in shape. Now that they have a taste of what the CFL game is actually like, now you understand what the requirements when it comes to conditioning it takes to play in the CFL. And then also, they'll have an opportunity to work on those things that they had trouble with because each player out here, every player that's out here has had trouble with some facet of the game, but they've also shown that they have tremendous ability, and it's a fine balance between the two, but work on those things to make you a better player. And with just over a month to go before our training camp starts, that's more than enough time to work on the conditioning, work on the fundamentals, and get the mental aspect together and come in and compete. I mean, we're really high on this, come in and compete. And it's going to be a different tempo. Just watching the practices over the last couple of days, there's a tempo out there that even some of our veterans, you know, I'd send the, you know, caution to those guys. They best to be in shape because this tempo is far different than anything that they've seen over the last few seasons. So it is going to be exciting, and we're really excited about it.
One last one for you, Ed. The offense, I know Eskimo fans are very curious about it. You've had a chance now to see it on the field. I know you knew what the plan was. What's the biggest change Eskimo fans are going to see in the offense this season?
Well, I think what we'll see from this, and again, I'll let those, you know, let the coaches speak more to what they plan to do scheme-wise, but overall, we're going to utilize our playmakers to what their strengths are. And I know that sounds pretty vague, but I mean, it's relatively simple. You get the ball in the hands of the guys who can make plays. If you have a deep vertical guy, you throw the ball down the field to try to get it to him. If you have a guy that has the ability to make people miss in the open field, you get it to him quick and you allow him to do his thing. If you got big possession guys who run good routes and are big targets over the middle, you throw those deep digs to those guys. You know, with the running game, you know, same thing there. You get the ball into the hands of the playmakers. I don't think we're going to be overly complicated. I think we're going to be simple, efficient, and effective. And the things that I've seen here over the last couple of days has given me confidence knowing that that's going to be attained. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone together during training camp and watching everything unfold. Coach McAdoo is, you know, so far has shown he's very clear on what he wants and what he plans to do with his attack on offense. I mean, the offensive staff as a whole has shown that they're excellent teachers. The offensive line coach, Jonathan Heimbach, you know, he's done an excellent job just explaining the game to his offensive linemen. And, you know, Coach Jones' staff as a whole has just, I mean, you walk from drill to drill and all you hear, they're teaching, they're explaining, and they're correcting. And there's a respect that the players are showing to this staff that leads me to believe that not only are we going to have a successful training camp, but we're going to have a lot of exciting things to look forward to heading into this season.
Ed, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the sun. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks. No problem. Thanks for having me on.